I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
Welcome to the podcast, everybody. I'm Alex at TSB Pod. He is King at Jeromney. He is Ski at TSB Ski. Follow us on Twitter if you want to. Also on Instagram and Threads under the Sports Brewery Podcast. Also streaming live on Twitch every Wednesday or Thursday. twitch.tv/abrog87 ABRAWG87. You can join in the chat. We record every Wednesday or Thursday around 7 or 8. So get in there. It's a good time. Why not? People like it. You should do it too. Movie on Sunday, sticking with the football theme this month, is The Replacements. That is currently on Max. By the way, what is, like, this month, every company changing their name? Like, HBO Max goes to Max, like Twitter goes to
Max. Welcome to July on that one, and August on the other way.
Fair. That's okay.
I mean, it's September, right?
Merger's there.
Where
on Max.
Yeah. What time is it? Where are we? Who am I?
Yeah.
Okay. Still, it's weird, right? It's weird. Like, HBO's been HBO forever, and now they're not HBO anymore. So I don't know. Yeah, so Sunday, listen to us talk about The Replacements, watch it on Max, all that good stuff. So where should we start? Obviously, Oregon's win was big. I mean, I think we all are of the opinion that they probably should have won by more and, you know, not let Texas Tech score as many points. But it's a nice win. Again, you know, we've talked about it a million times. What matters? Winning. In college football, period. So Oregon is 2-0 now. They're going to be 3-0 after Hawaii this week. And then they play Colorado. So it was a good win. It was an exciting win. Yes, they should have won by more, but we'll take it, right?
I mean, they did cover.
They covered.
Get down, Bossa. Fuck no. Get that cover, Bossa.
No, that was actually a shining example of not good coaching, because you go down.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I disagree. I hate that strategy so much.
Oh, I hate the strategy of math.
Auto-winning.
I hate that strategy.
I know.
What do you mean?
I know. No, I know. Bo Nix comes out, takes a knee, Oregon wins anyways, whatever. It's cool.
You know what I hate? I hate the 2 + 2 = 4. I really hate that.
Yeah.
I think it should be 5.
Yeah. The scientists need to check their hypotenuse on that. Yeah.
What the hell? No, but Preem put out a video to Matthew Preem,
sure.
Matthias Preem.
Esquire.
Duck Territory put out a video a couple hours ago of his angle of that Bossa pick. Dan Lanning is very clearly saying go down.
Yeah.
Well,
go down.
clearly Bossa was looking at that guy in jorts, like windmilling him home. That's 100% who he was seeing. Random guy, sideline. he's sending a runner around third home, windmilling.
Random booster on the sideline is a tale as old as time.
It definitely looks better, you know, in the scorecard that they won by 8 than by 1, but yeah, you just go down.
Yes, you do. But cover's a cover.
Backdoor cover, baby! Ski, were you excited? Did you put money on the line?
I did. It was nice. I enjoyed that touchdown.
How much, if you're comfortable talking about it, how much money did you win because Bossa did not take a knee?
$100.
$100! See, take the touchdown every time, so my boy Ski can get $100.
I think my favorite bad clock management.
Hey King.
No,
why do you hate your friends? I don't understand.
Because maybe we should have a guy at head coach who's good at clock management. Like, I'm just
that would be cool.
Like, I really enjoyed that third down, you know, on their last real possession, where it's like 3rd and 2 on the right hash, and they run a very wide sweep to the left side, and Jordan James decides to, oh shit, I should probably stay in bounds, and slides out of bounds. And again, why does Bucky Irving? Why is Bucky Irving never in an important yardage rush plays? With Noah Whittington slips against Washington. Jordan James stuffed a million times against Oregon State at the goal line last year. Jordan James on that. Your best running back. Play him. Play him. It
especially
makes
in
no sense.
Times as well.
Put him in. But also, if you're going to pitch it, if you're pitching it outside, instruct them. If it's not there right away, fall down. What the hell?
And running
Texas
to the,
Tech.
And they keep running to the short side, too, which
God, it's
fucking
so cutting edge. It's so.
That's how, like, it's like almost like outthinking yourself and like common knowledge of just like, oh, they're not going to expect us to go to the short side this many times. Let's just keep doing it.
But that one with James cracked me up the most because, okay, if you don't get it, you're kicking a field goal. How cool. You could be in the middle of the field or you could be at an
end. The farthest half possible left. Yeah.
Like, wow. Some of this stuff I just isn't. You don't have to be smart to be like, hey, keep it inside the hashes.
I'm really
is this maybe a, I mean, I don't want to throw it all on Nick's, but he's the leader there. Should he not be saying, I guess you're not really huddling, you know, like typically like NFL.
It should just be common knowledge.
It should be, but
there's a lot of football that none of us understand. That is not one of them. Second they pitched it and he was running towards the, like running straight towards the sideline because it wasn't going to happen. I was like, slide down. Like last year in the Super Bowl, did Jerick McKinnon really have to be told to slide at the one? No, he just fucking knew because I know he's a pro. It's different, but Jordan James, what are you doing? It's unnecessary.
I love Ski out here thinking Bo Nix is Shane Falco, just calling his own plays on the field and stuff. What's going on here?
Well, usually, you know, NFL style, you know, you huddle up and say, hey, here's, keep it in bounds. You know, if the clock's running, you know, if it's the other way and you're down, it's like, get out of bounds kind of thing. Common knowledge stuff like that's when you see that in the pros too of, you know, no timeouts. They throw a ball in play and the guy tries to cut it back inside with no timeouts instead of getting out of bounds. It's the same thing as that. It's just the little common knowledge thing plays that you expect. I mean, I expect college athletes to know it and do it.
You know, and
I mean, I will give Bossa, you know, that's adrenaline, you know, you've got a ball thrown right in your lap with no one in front of you. It might take over and you're just going to run to the goal line, but James has to know that. That scenario
James,
has to know.
James did know it. He just tried to slide right at the boundary.
He remembered way too late. But to your point, Ski, like, it is kind of on Knicks, isn't it? Because
they're not in the huddle. They're not in the huddle.
What are we doing? I don't know. What are you guys doing?
I was saying in the huddle.
It's on the quarterback. It's not on the fucking coaches to say.
No. Don't get me wrong at all. Like, this needs to be.
I am getting you wrong. I'm getting you wrong.
You're wrong.
I'm looking the camera. I'm getting you wrong. I got him wrong.
You don't tell me what to do. I'll get it wrong. I'll get you wrong whenever I want.
I'm getting you wrong. You wrong so strong.
My guy, it needs to be coached like every day. Like you're absolutely right. It's at least twice a week. How about that? Can we say that? Like, clock management is part of like every practice, isn't it? Isn't that what we hear? Clock management is.
I mean, every day.
Prove it. Give me one example of clock management in the last fucking 10 years of Oregon football. Give me one. God damn it.
Who was the last coach you felt comfortable with in these scenarios?
Chip Kelly.
But I'm trying to remember. Did we really feel comfortable, or was he always up 45-3 going into the fourth?
Right.
That's exactly right.
I mean, in all honesty, I think clock management is very like overrated in a way that I don't think many coaches are actually good at it. I just think a lot of teams win by a lot, so it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. And so, like, the one time it's fucked up, it really sucks. But Jordan James, my God. Slide.
I feel like those Big Ten teams, though, because they play so many close games because they're dog shit, they're used to it a little more. Like I said, the West Coast passing, you know, there's a lot of blowouts. I mean, just look at that USC-Stanford game from this week. That's, you see that a lot.
Midwest football, it could be argued, is all clock management. There is nothing else.
It's field position and clock management. That's Big Ten football
that
for
is it,
70% of the conference.
That is it. Go ahead.
What was your favorite procedural penalty of the game?
Was it the 7,000 false starts?
Yeah.
Or was it the 5,000 pass interferences?
One of the pass interferences was a bad call, but
it was, yes.
But yes, Josh Connerly, hey guy, you're a 5-star sophomore. Stop false starting.
Hold your water. Yep. Here's a question.
Insane.
Question from Nuttine in the chat. Have we talked about why we barely saw any downfield passes?
That's not the offensive system right now, it seems like.
Well, I will say that I saw some things from Jeff Schwartz. So clearly the coaches are giving Jeff Schwartz the All-22 film, like, yeah. Right away. Yeah. Like, right away. And I think he said on a pedestrian pass play that went for like 7 yards, Kenyon Sadiq was wide open, 50-yard touchdown. Bo Nix missed him. Didn't see him. And there was another one where I think it was a bad play by the Ducks where a wide receiver was just streaking wide open down the field. So his say, I didn't see the All-22. I don't know. But he did say that there were two easy touchdowns on possessions the Ducks did not score on, that if Bo Nix is just looking right, Will Stein called the right play. I don't have that tape. It's Jeff Schwartz, played in the NFL. I'm not assuming he's lying.
Yeah, taking his word for it, for sure. And by the way, this in a game where Nix was, 32 of 44, 359 yards and 2 scores. So, you know, he did throw the ball down the field. It's just he definitely missed some as well. You know, Frank
had
a long touchdown early on. So,
and I would say that I've seen some other, you know, those analytics sites that said Texas Tech took away the deep ball because they blitzed a lot and they just dropped the safeties. So it was up to Bo Nix to either make a quick play.
Middle of the field, because they were kind of trying to stop the run as well. I mean, I think Texas Tech did a pretty good job of sealing holes. I don't know if they were using maybe an extra linebacker for run protection as opposed to dropping in coverage, but if they're dropping the safeties and trying to stop the run, that middle of the field should have been open a lot during the game.
Yeah, Oregon did not run the ball against Texas Tech. Or they tried to, but it just didn't work. So
scheme? a new-ish offensive line, or is it more scheme?
It seems like it was more scheme, right? Like it seems like
they didn't look great. I mean, I think that's the thing. I mean, they're more or less new starters. No, it's not like last year we had four guys that played for 4 years straight, but you expect, especially like I said, Connerly, he's a 5-star kid. You can't be having 4 or 5 false starts. Can't be getting blown off the line on run plays. I'm gonna hang it on the O-line more than scheme on running this week.
Okay.
I think he just got punched in the mouth.
O-line on the road as a unit for the first time, just got hit. Okay.
Yeah. Should make them better, hopefully, bitches.
And I will say that kind of wraps around to it was a frustrating game, but it's not a it's a fine win.
It is.
Texas Tech is a Big 12 team. They're going to make a bowl game this year. Look at their folks. Look at their schedule. They'll make a bowl game. They made a bowl game last year. They beat Ole Miss last year. They beat Texas last year. They beat Oklahoma last year with Tyler Shuck. And Joey McGuire, maybe he's not a great coach, but everyone knows he's like a wacky Texas high school coach. So going there to play is not easy. not being, oh, look at me, I'm a genius. I've said for months that game's going to be a fucking tricky ass spot. And it was. And they were down nine in the fourth, and they won. I would love for them to have won by 40, just because that's an easier viewing experience. But it's kind of like the Wazoo game last year, where you can grasp for straws and be like, hey, they're resilient. They don't fold when it looks bad in the fourth. So,
because it did. It's 20-3 outscoring them in the fourth, including the pick six, including a clutch field goal by Cam Lewis right before the pick six. That is a good win. I mean, a comeback win on the road. And by the way, if Shuck doesn't do Shuck plays, like those just like, why are you throwing that football? Why are you, you know, whatever? He dominated Oregon. Like they could not stop him running the football at all. He was distributing to guys, but then every once in a while he just do that Shuck play and give Oregon the football.
I was never super worried about him throwing the ball, except for that giant tight end guy who
6'9" guy.
That was uncoverable.
That was a tough matchup.
Yes, it was
weird. Weird how that works.
There was actually some good coverage on him, and it's just nothing you could do about it on some of those passes. But I mean, this game was a combo of Ducks could have won by 3 touchdowns easy. They had just some awful, timely, bad pass interferences. And then that stretch of procedural penalties, it must have been 3 possessions in a row, just put them back in a hole instantly on offense. They could have easily been up 3 scores if those are kind of flipped around right there. But the fact that they came back, I think, is what makes this game a big win. Let's be real. They did not play great.
What do you guys think of the defense?
I mean, not
penalties.
Not being able to stop a quarterback running the football is going to be a problem.
That was a worry last week.
If you mentioned it last week. If they don't figure that out getting into conference play, it's going to be an issue.
Well, there's nothing they can scheme. They're playing.
Yeah.
Bossa weighs 200 pounds at most. Don't care what they say. Bryce Betcher is a small walk-on baseball player from South Eugene.
Should not be playing, right?
He did have that one blitz, and
I like Betcher, but you said it. He's a walk-on, man. Like Oregon is Oregon. They have 5-star linebackers.
He's fine spelling a guy at linebacker.
I think it was the first Shuck run, like the 56-yarder. Bossa fills the gap. And a lineman just evaporates, just swallows him up, puts him in his navel, and farts him out the backside. He's there. He just weighs 197 pounds. That is going to be a problem all year. Now, maybe when Justin Jacobs gets back, he's not playing the Hawaii game. Probably going to play the Colorado game. Once he gets back, the Iowa transfer, that will help. He'll be their best middle linebacker, but there's still even Jamal Hill, who's gained a ton of weight. He weighs more than Bossa now, let's be honest. He's still a small linebacker. So there are gonna be plays where the defensive line fills every gap, holds their position, and it's up to the linebackers to make a play, and they're just not going to. No. That is going to be a kick in the dick all the time this year.
And especially with, those interior linemen on defense do absolutely nothing. And like you said, it gets those linebackers in open field or, having another lineman coming after them. And they're not good enough to. Those interior linemen are doing nothing to plug up holes. They are just getting manhandled. Did you see one of them make a play? Even like attempt to like fill a gap, really.
Dorless killed it.
Yeah, Dorless is
more
for sure.
That was more coming off the outside.
That Taki Tamani guy got a lot of praise from the Texas Tech coach. I don't know, but
yeah, I think
it was Rogers, the white guy in the middle.
Matty, you had a pretty good game too, didn't he?
You want to know Jordan Birch's PFF grade on pass rushes?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Zero.
Yeah.
Good score.
Zero. It was literally. Zero. He had a zero. Oh, no. No. It wasn't on rushes. It was on pass rushes. on 20 pass rushes, he had a 0% grade.
Does that mean he gained zero ground towards the quarterback? What's that mean?
I don't know their exact. I just know zero is not good.
No impact, Ski. It means he had no impact, which he didn't do against Portland State really either, did he?
He did till Dorless got in the game. He was the only one.
I just remember Dorless in both games. So if anything happens to Dorless, Oregon's defense is fucked. Like, because he has been throwing guys around in both of the two games, and he is the impact player on the defense. And so what little pass rush Oregon gets, it's him. So if something happens to him.
So I will say, because we're harping on zero pass rush, they had four sacks. They would have had five if Shuck didn't throw that last one to Bossa. So let's just give him 4.5 just because.
Yep.
Last year, they had 18 sacks in 13 games.
All year, yeah.
So if they had 4.5, because we're just kind of playing with numbers there in four quarters, is that historic? Like, are they Alabama from 2012? No. But it's an improvement from last year.
You know what my problem? Go ahead.
Oh, please. I hope your problem is you're going, well, they didn't get any pressure by rushing less than.
No, okay. It's that I watched the 49ers on Sunday. That's my problem, is I see what a elite defensive line does to teams, and it my standards are all out of whack. I apologize.
I mean, yes. The team that spent 7 straight years drafting first-round defensive linemen.
And then like their big offseason signing was also a defensive tackle this year. Yeah.
And you know, it's really going to burn when it pees. It's really going to burn when you pee in January when they give up 14 points and lose to like Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Yes.
Philly runs the ball exclusively against their defense. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll go back to the offensive line real quick. I think they actually might have done a decent job pass blocking. Cause I think they only gave up one sack, and Knicks did have to scramble a little bit, but there was plenty of time for him to throw the ball for the most part.
And again, our standards are too high for them too, because they gave up like no sacks last year at all. And so the fact that they give up one sack, it's like,
I think they gave up 5 last year.
Yeah, and they were all towards the end of the year, weren't they?
And didn't count. They really gave up 4 all year.
And it was when Knicks couldn't run anymore. Pretty much, all the sacks happened. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, overall, I'm fine with the win. There are some warts, but we're only 2 weeks in. Pac-12, whatever, has 8 ranked teams. Oregon has one of the 3 best wins of league teams at Texas Tech, at TCU, or Wazoo hosting Wisconsin, who, guys, Wisconsin's bad. They're playing an air raid now offense after 4 years of playing Flintstones rock fights. Shocking that they're not good on offense. Weird. So, you know, while Twitter could be like, what a shitty win for Oregon, they won. Do I think USC would go to Lubbock and win by 12? Yeah, that's not my point. But they haven't yet. Like, Oregon went on the road in essentially their first game. Week 1 did not count. They were so much better than Portland State. They learned nothing. We learned nothing. No one learned anything. I'm fine with the win. It sucked to watch in stretches, but I'm fine with the win.
Dude, coming back in the fourth quarter and winning a game is a big deal. Like, how is that going to serve them later on in the year? We don't know, but it's not going to hurt.
I think they might have brought it up. Did they bring it up in the coverage or not? The defense right now is kind of reminding me of SC defense so far from last year. Like, they kind of get gaffed, like I said. Shuck just had massive holes to run through the entire game. But they had timely turnovers. Is that them or is that Shuck being Shuck? Because I think as a whole for the game, I think the secondary actually played pretty okay.
I mean,
those penalties were just brutal ones.
Three of the Tech turnovers, I don't know how big of a hater you have to be to not say those weren't forced by Oregon. Or I guess 2 of them, because he recovered the Betcher. Yeah, the one where he was hit by Hill, and then the last one where Dorless forced him into.
That's Dorless. The pick. That's all.
Yeah,
Dorless
those are both completely Oregon. The pick to Jackson or whatever, that's a bad throw. I mean, that was shit luck, you know, blah blah blah. But at least two of them, you're really trying hard to say that wasn't right. Oregon.
They earned those ones, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, a couple of them were, you know, shuck sandwiches.
Yeah, and there was only a couple plays on the secondary. One of the touchdowns where the guy ran like a banana route to the corner of the end zone when he was, you know, no one was in 10 yards of him. That was just pathetic defense. And then I saw another video. You didn't see it before. I think it was, I don't know if it went for a touchdown, but it went for a long pass. The Texas Tech receiver on the outside, it looks like they're setting up like that bubble screen and he's like downfield blocking him.
And then
just throws the defender away and just starts sprinting downfield.
Yeah,
you know, if you don't see that, like, geez, it's nice defense, but it's like, what the fuck's he supposed to do? He just got blocked and chucked.
I saw a couple of screen caps where there were like four plays where, yeah, the receivers ran down the field and engaged the DBs like they were run blocking and then just chucked them to the side and kept running straight.
Yeah.
And eventually you got to adjust.
You do.
But the first couple times you see that, and I'm sure they saw it on film, but yeah, that's weird. That's not something they'll see much of this year.
Well, that was also, I was not expecting a Pac-12 reps to be doing the game.
Yeah.
It was a little brutal to watch.
They're not good.
Still not good.
Still bad. Not going to miss that. Shall we move to NFL? Any other thoughts on the Ducks before we do that? Shout out to Cash Cam, 4 for 4 on field goals, 3 for 3 in that game. Some clutch kicks. I'm into it.
What were you more worried about at the end? Him kicking that ball or the D needing a stop after him making it?
Defense.
Him kicking the ball.
Defense needing a stop.
I don't trust him at all.
I'm with King. It was, got it. You can't trust him still. I mean,
he can say he's as confident as he wants to be. I'm not. He doesn't. He's a college kicker. Just forget that it's Camden Lewis. He's just a college kicker.
Can't trust any of them.
Top of your head, how many great college kickers can you name?
Ever.
Jason Elam.
Justin Tucker.
Okay.
I don't know.
Sure. Yeah, like, yes.
I don't even know if they were. I don't know if Tucker was even in college.
I can think of the Grammatica twins, brothers, whatever, and that Aguayo guy from Florida State.
I don't think
Janikowski was good. I just think he could hit it from 60.
Yeah, that makes you good.
I mean,
Roberto Aguayo, says Boo.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, he's Aguayo.
He's now like a I think he's making more money now than he did in his rookie contract with the Bucks. I forget what he's. I saw him on LinkedIn. I think he's like a
selling
stock guy or something. Yeah.
Yeah, one of those
in Florida.
One of those jobs we have no idea what the hell they do, but we do know they make a lot of money. Yeah.
Bingo.
Yep. All right, so let's actually, before we do NFL, should we do one of our things? Should we do our list or lines first? Let's do lines cuz we're still talking college football. Let's go ahead and do lines. Do you have that already?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, we're good to go.
All right.
All right.
I mean, we're not good to go because we need like the theme song, but
no. Lines everywhere, lines. It's week 3 lines, and we're doing lines. Jim Belushi died because he did too many lines. Lines.
All right, so last week, hey, good news. All 3 of us hit our star picks. Go us.
Superstar.
You 2 jabrones, both 8-4.
Jabrones.
9 points. I was unfortunately 6-6 for 7 points, which means King and I are tied, and Braga's in the lead by 3 points. So, let's see. First game. Well, they need to stop playing these FCS teams because I'm sick of trying to dig up lines for these fucking things. So the first one's Weber State at Utah. I'm going with 34.5 points for the Utes against Weber State. Damian Lillard.
Dame Dalla. I was just listening to his new album the other day. It's okay. I'm gonna go Utah to cover that.
Do we think Cam Rising is coming back? And would he come back for Weber State?
No, he wouldn't. No way.
Give me Utah. And by the way, Baylor, woof.
Woof.
And not only Baylor, woof. Did you guys watch any of that game?
Yeah, the end of it.
The stadium was like empty. I know it's Texas and it's hot in September, but I know you lost to Texas State the week before, but wow. Woof.
That fan base only supports coaches who support sexual assault. I think it's been proven.
Kind of seems like it.
Yep.
Or Kim Mulkey.
Same thing.
Yep, same thing. All right. Next thing we got, San Diego State going to Corvallis. Beavs, 24.5 points.
Beavs. San Diego State stinks.
Beavs, and that's my star pick.
Yeah, Beavs. San Diego State does stink.
Very good.
All right, here's a tough one I had to find. Idaho is at Cal. The closest thing to a line I found, Cal minus 14.5.
Cal.
14.5?
Idaho's 2-0. Huh.
My Vandals? Do I dare? My Vandals? I'll go...
Idaho. By the way, Idaho just kicked the shit out of Nevada. 33-6 and all those Oregon coaches and players. Mm-hmm. And yeah, not great.
I'm going to go Idaho with the points.
Ooh, Utaho.
Yeah. Let's go. You know it.
All right. Here's my star pick. We got Washington minus 16.5 playing at Sparty. Star picking Washington in this scenario.
I don't know. Michael Penix, 0-4 all time on grass. Throwing that out there.
This is just a for society pick against Michigan State. Yeah, you have to be against the Spartans this week.
Yeah, can't go Michigan State this week. That's going
to
be
This would be boring if I said Washington. So I'm going to pick Sparty to cover. Did you know the Washington does not have a grass field to practice on?
It does rain a lot there.
That's why they are bad on grass. Christian Capel just wrote an article. They don't win on grass.
Well, there you go. I'm happy to hear your reading, by the way. It's nice.
Well, I just saw them. Yeah, I didn't really read the article.
Isn't the news in the NFL that turf is the devil and it breaks everyone's legs?
The funniest thing about that article, granted, I'm not here to judge them for saying they'd rather play on grass, but they all say they want to play on grass and not turf. And then the NFL trots out. They're like, well, we poll them every offseason, and they say grass field. They get injured less on grass.
Yeah. I feel like the NFL. The NFLPA didn't actually ask the players.
Granted, far from me to take the back of the owners, but I did think it's fun. Like, well, we poll them, and
how did that Super Bowl look on grass? That's some good grass.
That's in Glendale. Like that shit. Their grass there is not an indictment on grass. That is just their problem.
That's a Glendale problem?
That is a Glendale problem.
Not a grass seed issue problem, Ski.
All right. Hey, so I'm just trying to look who to blame here. I'll blame Glendale instead of grass.
Hey, speaking of blaming, like our picks here with this game, Ski and I support Brenda Tracy. I don't know what you're over there doing, King.
I don't know. She may have overstepped some of her professional bounds. I'm just saying. Consent is consent. Samil Tucker's wrong, but she shouldn't be, I don't know.
Making phone calls? What is she doing, man?
Well, I mean, it sounds like a little more than that. Just saying.
Move on, Ski.
Workplace relationships are frowned upon. We all know that. That's all I'm saying.
Just asking.
I'm not wrong. Mel Tucker's wrong. I'm not wrong on workplace relationships not being smiled on.
All right. Here's another one. I just made up a line for this one. We got NC Central. They're going to UCLA. How about 31.5 points? Does that sound all right?
Who is going to UCLA?
NC Central.
What's their team name? What's their mascot?
I'm going to say they're a bulldog.
I'm going to go Panthers.
Oh, I see a bird. They are the Eagles.
The Eagles?
They're Eagles.
Lame. Jesus.
Lame. What's the point spread?
They are. They are 2-0. They are 2-0. 31.5 points.
31.5. I'm going to go NC Central with the points. My Eagles.
Bruins.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Yeah, UCLA. That's easy. All right. Guess the big one in the fucking world, because apparently everyone's on it. Colorado State. Going to Colorado. Buffs, tough Buffs, 23.5 point favorites.
Buffs.
Yep.
Yeah. God, it's hard to, they keep scoring.
They really need to be
scoring.
They really need to be undefeated going into next week.
They will be.
Oregon and Colorado needs to be an undefeated matchup. It's just going to be fun, period.
All right, we got it.
That Nebraska quarterback, woof.
Woof.
Woof. God damn it, he's bad at football. It's unbelievable how bad at football Nebraska's quarterback is. Jesus.
Like, literally, he was at Georgia Tech as a triple option quarterback. And now he, you know, a few years removed from that coaching staff, but he was still at Georgia Tech, and now he's at Nebraska, and they're asking him to throw the ball. My guy, Jeff Rhule, he was a triple option quarterback in the year 2020. What are we doing?
He couldn't even hold on to a football.
No,
it's incredible.
What is it? He has, I forget the stat, he's like 34 career turnovers, which is, yeah.
It's impressive. You have to try to turn the ball over to do it that way.
Yeah, he leads active players in turnovers by a wide margin.
Yes.
They got a guy in there. They got a quarterback on the roster named Chubba Purdy. How's he not started?
Just Brock's brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My boy. All right,
I guess we got another exciting game. I'm surprised at this line. Fresno State is traveling to ASU. Fresno State is a 2.5 point favorite.
Bulldogs, star pick.
My dogs. Gimme them. I think I've said like four teams are my team so far today.
I want to be the contrarian, but God, do I hate the Arizona schools of passion, so gimme Fresno.
You cowards. I'm picking Michigan State, you cowards.
Cowards! Dude, do you remember who I picked this week? I have picked Idaho. I've picked NC Central. Don't call me a coward.
Just wait till I pick next game also. So next game we got UTEP going to Arizona. Zona 17.5 point favorites. And I will be taking UTEP.
My cats.
Arizona.
I'm sticking with it and betting against Arizona schools every week.
You're in last place right now. Just going to point that out.
Here's another one where I could not find a line of any kind to save my life. We got Sacramento State at Stanford.
Stanford!
I believe, hold on a sec, let me pull it up. I think Sacramento State is 2-0, and they beat, who did they beat? They beat someone okay.
They beat nobody,
but they're 2-0.
Aren't they a bee of some kind, like the Yellow Jackets or something?
They're a hornet.
Hornets.
Do you know who Stanford's coach coached last year?
Sacramento State?
Yeah. Would you believe it?
So for that reason,
I'm all a buzz about learning that.
Anyway, it was Stanford minus 14.5. But give me Sac State getting two touchdowns and a hook.
I'll go Stanford. I had a fucking
Is Stanford gonna score 14 points?
They dropped 37 in Hawaii, so you know.
I'll go Stanford.
How many scored? Did they get to 20 last?
They got to like 9.
Yeah.
That wasn't a great game.
If that SC defense is shutting you down, your offense might be rough. And then let's see. This is the throw-in game. I threw this one in for King, and it's the brutal top 25 matches. We got Kansas State minus 3.5. They're going to Missouri. Yeah, 3.5 Kansas State.
Give me Will Howard and the Cats. Every man a Wildcat. Every man a Wildcat. Ema, let's go.
Ema.
Ema. You don't just walk into Farrell Field unless you have Will Howard.
You gotta be tough to do that. Red.
You gotta be tough. They put gravel in one of their end zones.
This might
give me Missouri.
This
give
might
me Missouri.
Be the biggest guess I've ever done in lines. I don't know anything about either of these teams.
Kansas State is ranked. That's all. That's
I'm going with my Cats then. Okay, let's roll purple and silver or whatever. I think. Yeah.
And then last game, Hawaii Ducks, 38.5 points to the Ducks.
Ducks. Hawaii stinks.
Yeah, Oregon.
Yeah. Hawaii is not even fun to watch anymore. Like I'm kind of over the whole hipster thing about Hawaii. They're not fun to watch. Like Siobhan Cordero, the San Jose State quarterback. People only think San Jose State is plucky because they watched him like 4 years ago at Hawaii. Middling entertaining, but not really because he played with a. Oh my gosh, the head coach Arizona State. He had the boy band microphone.
Todd Graham.
Todd Graham when he was at Hawaii, and he ceased to make Hawaii fun.
I will say, here's some stats for you. Hawaii's quarterback Shager, averaging 324 yards passing with 10 touchdowns on the year through three games. So give me the Ducks.
Yeah.
Yep. And that is Lions.
That is
they lost to Hawaii, or they lost to Vanderbilt, and they lost to Stanford. I don't
just beat Albany, I think, by like 10.
They did. They beat Albany. Yep.
Albany.
What a great trip for those kids from Albany, though. They get to fly all the way from like New York State all the way to Hawaii.
I think it was at home.
Oh, was it?
I think it was in New York.
Oh. What a stupid trip by Hawaii. We can't afford that.
No, it was in Hawaii. It would have been a lot cooler if it was in Albany.
By the way, Nutian in the chat, Albany represent. Wrong Albany, bud. Wrong Albany.
Equally as good at football, probably, than the college Albany.
So which way do you fly, by the way? Do you go across the Atlantic to get there if you're that far away?
all the way across Europe and Asia.
Exactly. Okay, should we do our list before we do some NFL and then trivia?
Sure.
Get it out of the way. The worst segment we have on the podcast now.
All right, guys. Today, Mexico, the government, they unearthed that they have found an entombed alien. Yeah. So this week's list, top three aliens from movies or TV. I'll start. My number three alien of entertainment is the Bugs from Starship Troopers.
By the way, did you see the picture of those aliens that they say?
I did. I was just going to bring that up.
You could make a field. You could put those things a fucking 100 yards. They're tiny. They're like a foot and a half tall.
You come across one of those at a 7-Eleven. Are you punting it? Hell no. No.
That might be somebody's child, Ski. You can't just go around punting things
They look. Yeah. What if they're like gelatinous and you just kick right through them? Then you're screwed.
Yeah, what happens if when they touch your skin, it just takes over your body, and then now you're just an alien person, man? What happens then?
Just what you got to deal with, I guess.
You got to think about that, huh? Maybe you should think about that. My number three, Marvin the Martian from Looney Tunes.
Boing.
Boing. Boing.
My number three, Shep Ramsey. Which was Hulk Hogan in Suburban Commando. he was an alien.
It's like Gordon Ramsay?
Shep Ramsay.
Wild, man. Number three from Booble in the chat, Paul from the movie Paul. Number three from WCP is Predator. The Predator.
Mel Tucker?
Now we're back, baby. We're back.
There it is. All right, what's your two, man? Okay.
My number two alien is Audrey 2 from Little Shop of Horrors.
Little Shop of Horrors.
Here's the
bop
thing.
Bop shoo bop.
Here's the thing. I've never seen that movie.
Best musical of all time, many people are saying.
Yeah.
Rick Moranis.
I love me some Rick Moranis. So.
Suddenly Seymour.
Tim Curry in that jam too, right?
Tim Curry? I believe so.
Is that his name? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
My number two, The Doctor from Doctor Who.
Nerd.
Yeah. Few years I watched that all the time.
British.
Haven't watched it in a long time, though.
Oh, they finally switched to a female doctor and you're out.
Oh, yeah. That was the last straw. That's the last straw. What, I'm supposed to support this female alien flying? Nah, forget it. I'm supposed to believe... There's a female called the Doctor. Come on.
What are we doing?
The PC patrol gone wild, guys. You know. Thank you.
My number two is the alien life form, also known as Alf. He eats cats and has quick little quippy sayings and things.
My number one alien of all time is Alf.
And the fact that Alf
never really ended because it was canceled. Do you guys remember the last episode of Alf?
No.
The alien task force came into the house and he was looking at the alien task force and he was looking at the family that like let him in because he ate cats and shit. Mm. And there was supposed to be another season. And it was canceled.
There wasn't. Oh.
By the way, number two in the chat from Booble, Alf. Number two for WCP, Marvin the Martian. Number one for WCP, Alf. Nailing it, guys.
So
by the way, Nutsian checking in here. His number three going back, Beldar from Coneheads.
Good one.
That's a drop. Good drop. Terrible movie, but that drop makes me laugh. I appreciate
that's a good one. My number
Beldar.
One is...
Beldar. Remember there's... I'm shocked.
Maintain low tones.
Didn't they just eat a lot of Subway sandwiches in that movie?
They did. They go...
It was a daughter just inhales a foot long.
Like, inhaled the foot long. With Chris Farley, right?
Some of the worst CGI you've ever seen her eating this Subway sandwich.
That was Chris Farley, too. He's like, hey, yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yo. Oh, my God. My number one is Superman. I know, boring. He's kind of a big deal, Superman. In pop culture, don't like it. Okay,
boo.
I can live with boo.
Boo. Do it on Krypton, right. Superman.
Then pop off, man.
And then pop off.
Soft.
My number one is Roger from American Dad.
Saw that one coming.
Good answer.
Yep.
Give me your best Roger impersonation.
I'm trying to think of a good line. Nope, don't got one. I can't think of his voice. Hey, Stan. No, that ain't it. I don't got it.
Roger. Oh, Stan. Oh, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't have one either.
One.
Let's see. Number one from Booble is Edgar from Men in Black.
Sugar water.
It's not Edgar. It's a guy in an Edgar suit, first of all. Yeah,
that is fact.
Come on, man. Let's see. Honorable mention from WCP is Yoda. I think we still need two from you, Nutty, and you can get those to us whenever you want, man. I mean, we got to, you know, it's not like we're on a time crunch or anything and we want to get out of here. So, you know.
You guys remember that Weird Al song, Yoda? It's a good song.
Yo, 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 Hoda. Yo, 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 Yoda. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. I'll give an honorable mention too, and that is Natasha Henstridge in Species.
Bonk.
Bonk. Yeah. Where's that?
It's a good movie.
Yeah. It's a good movie. This happened last time you asked Ski to sing Total Choke Job. says Booble. God, I didn't say that. I would never say that.
Keen couldn't even put out a Roger impression. It's tough.
I can't remember what Roger sounds like, to be completely honest with you. Like, hey, Stan. Is it something like that?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to do a Roger to like get the ball rolling, but I just couldn't remember. I can hear his voice. I just can't do it.
All right. Number two and number one from Nutsy and in the chat. Number two, the alien from Alien. Number one, E.T.
Softest alien there is.
The worst.
Man, can't even ride a bike.
Figure it out, bud.
Aliens are so smart. They're going to take over the planet. You want to know how they can't do it? Make them do it on a bicycle.
Yeah, do it on a bike and then pop off, E.T.
Who can you punt farther, E.T. or the little Mexican aliens they got?
I could punt. No, I think you would rather throw E.T. Grab him by the neck. Like a goose. You're fighting a goose. You just grab him by the head, twist the neck, and throw him.
He does say E.T. looks like one of those aliens they found in Mexico.
Kind of, yeah.
Kind of. They're just way smaller, the Mexico ones.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it. Let's do some NFL. How about that? So Aaron Rodgers tore his Achilles. That's kind of a big deal. I don't subscribe to the crowd that was happy about it. Like I know a lot of people don't like Aaron Rodgers, and I understand why. I just think it's a bummer because I was excited to see what the Jets were going to be able to do this year with Aaron Rodgers, because they have a really good defense and their running game with Hall being healthy is really good. And
Dalvin Cook
when he eventually gets. Yeah, exactly. And Garrett Wilson, really good wide receiver. And so the Jets legitimately could have been contenders this year. They still might be, but it's a bummer. It's a bummer.
When was the last time they actually had like real hype? I mean, there's always hyped up because everyone's like trying to force it from New York. But when was the last time you actually thought, hey, this team's not bad?
Maybe Brett Favre? Like that far back?
It's been a long time.
Been a while. Yeah, man. So you know, that. I mean, that's the big story from the weekend, I guess. But
well, that, and I lost Fantasy the King by like a point and a half because I got zero from Rodgers, and he had 1,000 points from the Dallas defense.
Well, I mean, I can explain how that happened. So on Sunday, September 10th, the Cowboys played the Giants. You know, technically in New York, I know it's in New Jersey, right? And the Cowboys coaching staff, they all wore FDNY, NYPD hats, you know, because 9/11 was the next day.
They never forget.
On 9/11, you looked at that Jets sideline, Robert Saleh and the crew, not supporting the troops, not supporting the first responders. Maybe a little bit of karma. I'm just saying.
Rodgers is the only one running out with a flag, and he went down.
I know. Replaced, I know. The Cowboys were more patriotic than the Jets. Yep.
Well, I mean, it's America's team. What do you expect?
I mean, some people are saying it's because Robert Saleh is a Muslim. I don't know. I'm not saying I'm not.
I did not see that talking point ever.
I just wanted to see your face. I just wanted to see your face.
This is me moving away.
I'm not being serious. I just wanted to see your face because he coached the Niners. That's
Twitch,
the only
goodbye.
Reason I said that.
Goodbye, Twitch. It's been nice.
I'm just saying, I'm not the one asking that question. I'm just saying it's out there.
No, you're the... Yeah, okay.
I don't believe it. I'm just.
Yeah, no, you've just seen it. People have been saying, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just approaching you with something I've seen.
I would never say it, but people have been saying.
Everyone's saying it.
Everyone's saying it. I would never say it. Ski lost by 0.94 points.
So yeah, I mean, that was a bad beat. I enjoyed it. I found it funny, but I'm glad you lost.
So the Chiefs lost to the Lions. But now they are getting back Kelsey, and they just signed Chris Jones.
Who Travis Kelsey might be dating?
It's not Black China anymore.
You should know. I thought you were a Swiftie, man.
I don't think he was ever dating Black China.
No, Black China. Where did you get that?
Pretty sure that was a thing. That's
he
a
was
person.
Dating a he was dating a black woman for a few years, but it was not Blac Chyna.
I'm pretty sure it was.
I think this take might be worse than the Robert Solitaire.
It might be.
It's Taylor Swift.
That's a big leap for T Swizzle, in my opinion. He is, yeah, I don't know. Kelsey seems high maintenance.
I'm sure. Well,
I'm trying to say.
I think that would be both of them. I gotta yes. be honest.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I'm just saying.
That Chiefs game. I was fishing all weekend through Thursday, so I didn't get to watch any of it. I got enough service and I just to like see what happened in the Chiefs game. Kadarius Toney had a rough day, it sounds like.
He had the worst rated score of a wide receiver ever by PFF. 0.0. The Jordan Burch of wide receivers.
He should have got a negative if it was possible.
Yes, like watching that game, it's week one. Man, whatever. I'm a Chiefs fan. Whatever. I wanted to be mad, but I was like, okay, they're without the best interior defensive lineman in the league now. Yes, Aaron Donald, you are better overall. You're not better now. And they're without the best receiving tight end of all time. And all it took was them being out and Kadarius Toney missing, giving them 7 points on a tip ball, dropping 2 third-and-2s, and one of them would have been, he would have caught it like the 25, and then missing on the last possession, putting them in field goal range. So, I mean, they're 0-1 going to Jacksonville. It's not great, but I don't know. That was just football happening. That was just football. Yeah.
And the Lions are good now.
Yeah, the Lions are a playoff team. It's one of those things where you get like with the Ducks. That wasn't a great win, but they beat a team on the road that's going to go to a bowl game, blah, blah, blah. And the Chiefs lost at home to a team that's going to go to the playoffs. It's the Lions, so there's some jokes there, but they're not a bad team anymore.
They're not. Yeah. And you know what? They're a well-coached team. Like, Dan Campbell seems to be an actually good football coach, which you know, like we saw them on Hard Knocks and stuff, and you're like, okay, you know, you can sort of see it. But now you're actually seeing it on the field. And, you know, honestly, last year they were close in a lot of games too. They could not close out teams. They could not finish. They would blow it in the end like they always do. But it seems like they might actually be a good football team now. And it sort of is what it is, right? If a team can figure out how to win, who knows what the limit is? Like, because they're all NFL players, man. You know,
it helps finally having a defense that doesn't get shredded every week. Like, the defense is at least competent now.
Well, I mean, it also helped when Sky Moore and Kadarius Toney were out there running routes.
That does help.
Yeah.
Did Sky Moore even count out there running routes?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, he didn't catch a pass, but he tried. He was out there, man.
Hey,
he gave some effort.
Football.
He was open once. He actually was really open once, and Patrick Mahomes made a very bad throw. It would have been a big game. Like, he would have had all sorts of yard. Mahomes.
Yeah, man. It's all about effort. And you know, the football touched these guys' hands, and so at least they're putting their hands out there making the effort, right? Well, you know, they didn't catch any of them, but you know. What more can you ask for, man? You're just being selfish if you're asking for more than that. 110%, man. So my team's good.
We've seen Kyle Shanahan before.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
And Stillers, I mean, after the hype from the preseason, that offense did not look good at all.
That is the worst possible combination, Kenny Pickett and San Francisco's defense. Because Kenny Pickett's not good. San Francisco's defense is very good.
And they lost Deontay Johnson like early in the third quarter, who actually had some catches and yards. Oh, yeah, boy.
They're very.
But I did think the Steelers' defense was supposed to be pretty good, and Purdy looked not rattled at all.
Very comfortable, and McCaffrey had running lanes, and you know, I'll say right tackle is going to be a problem for San Francisco. You know, they went against TJ Watt, which is not going to happen every week, but this guy named like Colton McKivitz, who is just not good, and he's going to get beat a whole bunch. At least it's to Purdy's like he'll be able to see it because it's from his right, but that's, I could see that being a problem going against actually good teams. So we'll see. I think that's really the only weak spot that I saw against Pittsburgh, which is nice. So,
well, it's week one. They're healthy.
Correct.
See how long that lasts.
That will not last. Exactly that. Yeah. So your Colts almost beat the Jags.
Who gets hurt first, a Bosa or McCaffrey?
Bosa
played the whole game, man. I couldn't believe it. He practiced like twice before the
game. Because he knows he's got to get there's like a bonus for getting about an amount of snaps in, and yep. He's going to miss 6 weeks at some point because he's a Bosa.
Got to get as many as he can when he's playing.
God, it was so wild because they signed Bosa to that huge deal, and then they restructured three guys' contracts, so now they still have the most cap space in the NFL right now. They have like $40 million in free cap space right now. It's
NFL cap space is weird.
Fake.
I don't understand it.
I mean, if you can afford to pay guys, you know, signing bonuses instead of actual salaries, and it'll work. Okay, anything else NFL you can think of before we get to this trivia and close it out? The Dolphins and Chargers?
Colts hung in that game they played.
Anthony Richardson looked fine.
But big problem when you force your, you know, franchise running back to the PUP when he's not actually hurt. And then you trot out Deion Jackson, who he might have had a zero as well. He had 13 carries for 14 yards and lost two fumbles. Great job. Fantastic.
That is how you lose.
Fantastic. Jonathan Taylor, we don't need you.
Yeah, what's going on with that? Do we have any updates on Jonathan Taylor? I haven't heard anything in a long time.
Sit in 4 weeks because they put him on the PUP.
The PUP, yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else? You talk about how bad the Chargers defense is?
All I'll say about that game is, I mean, I've been saying sometimes that Herbert's robotic against the rush, and that last play, he had no chance.
No chance.
Too tall. Needed some oil on those knees and hips.
I will say it kind of reminded me of the Ducks offense. You know, last year, it seemed like they were just bombing balls deep all game. Herbert didn't take too many shots last week.
Well, I mean, that's the funny thing about Herbert is everyone thinks he throws it deep all the time when he has like the shortest yard per pass on average because he's kind of a dink and dunker. His highlights are amazing, though. I can't dispute that. His highlights are great. He just throws it behind the line of scrimmage a lot. And he did it at Oregon, too. I'm just saying. These are just stats, folks. They're not commentary. It's what people are. It's just tabulating.
It's just what the numbers are saying.
We're looking at passing charts. You know the map where the passes are actually being thrown. That's all we're doing. Yeah.
I mean, 1-2 against Tua. I mean, ooh, yikes.
Tua had 466 yards and 3 touchdowns in that game.
There's a quarterback that throws the ball downfield a lot. Helps having. I mean. I know you got to be missing Tyreek, seeing him out there.
You know what? Winning the Super Bowl last year just wasn't the same without Tyreek. I gotta be honest. It just wasn't as fun.
I know, but you know it would be nice to have him.
So, I mean, sure. Yes, but the sport's supposed to be fair, and
it is. You can't have Kelce and him out there. It's not.
Yeah, exactly. You're welcome, nation. Yeah. You're welcome.
For making the NFL competitive again.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to Hawaii trivia and just close this out, huh? Huh? King has won all of the weeks, so King is 2-0. So he will.
By the way, I want to see how long it takes into the football season where I just say, Kyle Shanahan, January won't end well before Braga finally cracks.
Just say it every week. Just say it every week until something happens.
Shanahan, we know how this ends.
Fucking stop saying that, dude. You don't know what you're talking about.
Week 6, baby.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay, so King 2-0. King's going to start. If you don't know the format, I ask a person a trivia question. If they get it wrong, then the other person gets a chance at a multiple choice option to steal it. So, Hawaii trivia will start with King. The Rainbow Warriors name has an interesting history. In 2000, the school let each individual team pick the name they wanted to be called. So football changed it from Rainbow Warriors to Warriors, which they are now. But the rainbow part was originally added in 1923 when a rainbow literally showed up over the field in a game they won 7-0 over a current Pac-12 school. Which school was it? I guess it would have been the Pac-8 back then.
Oregon. I don't know.
Nope. Your option, Ski. Oregon State.
It's an unfair question.
Oregon State, Cal, or Stanford?
I'm at Oregon State.
Oregon State is the right answer, Ski. Nice job. 1923, Hawaii beat Oregon State 7-0.
I clearly remember that game.
Yeah, man.
Who doesn't?
History books or something. All right, Ski. Before Nick Rolovich took Hawaii to the 2016 Hawaii Bowl, the last time they had been to a bowl was 2010, the year before they switched to the Mountain West. Which conference were they in before the Mountain West?
The WAC?
Yes. Man.
Oh, in 1908, which the WAC?
Like, is it really that simple? You're asking me that question?
It's the WAC. Good job, man. Let's see. King, who holds Hawaii's record for single season passing yards and touchdowns? Single season record.
I'll say Colt Brennan.
Colt Brennan is the correct answer. In 2006, he threw 58 touchdowns and 5,549 yards. That is a lot of touchdown passes. 58. Yeah.
I mean, you got to think all the quarterbacks, it's either him or Timmy Chang, right? I mean,
pretty much.
They both threw for a gajillion yards.
The other option I had was Cole McDonald. Do you remember that guy?
Oh, I do.
Like the dreads or whatever. Yeah.
Yes. His transformation from white guy to Hawaiian Islander in his 6 years in Hawaii was.
I think someone has like each year's picture and it just gradually.
Tremendous. Tremendous. Yeah.
Really funny. All right. So this goes to Ski now. Who is Hawaii's all-time winningest head coach?
June Jones?
Incorrect. Your options, King. June Jones, Dick Tomey, or Otto Klum?
I'll say Dick Tomey just because I know he coached there. That's the only
fuck
reason
is Otto Klum?
Otto Klum is the correct answer.
Yeah, he probably coached that 1906 game against Oregon State.
84, 51, and 7. Gotta love those 7 ties. June Jones was second, 76 and 41, by the way. So this goes to King? Yes. What is the name of Hawaii's mascot? It's a live person.
I'm not even going to guess because that just feels racist.
You're not even going to guess?
Pass.
Okay. All right, Ski, your options are King Manoa, Vili the Warrior, or the Rainbow Warrior.
I mean, I guess the most PC one I could choose is the Rainbow Warrior.
The answer is Vili the Warrior, which is weird because Vili apparently actually means warrior. So the guy's name is Warrior the Warrior. So that's a thing.
Sure.
Voted on in 2000, by the way, that name.
Tradition. I mean, it's nothing but traditions, right? I mean.
Exactly. Ski, who is Hawaii's all-time leader in receptions and receiving TDs?
I think I only know one receiver. Was it Javonte Bess? Javonte Bess? Bess. Last name Bess.
Can I give this one to him, King?
Nope. Devontae Bess.
It's Devontae or Javonte, one of them.
Dude, I said Devontae.
You're so close. It's Devon Bess.
Devon.
Whatever. Give it to him. I mean,
Okay.
You're asking me to name racist things and in 1906, and I'll be nice and give him this one.
To be fair,
you got this week.
To be fair, I asked both of you to name racist things. So, you know. So let's see. This goes to King now. This linebacker holds the single season record for tackles at Hawaii with 169 in 1999. Went on to be drafted by the 49ers, current defensive coordinator for the Jets. Who is it?
Jeff Ulbrich?
That's the correct answer. Yep.
It's the only one I know because he coached at UCLA. That's the only reason I know it.
I mean, speaking of traditions, defensive players out of Hawaii, I mean, just a pipeline to the NFL.
He was recently on Hard Knocks, too. That's how, yeah. I remember
what
him
year?
With
what year was that? 1999?
99, yeah.
God, isn't he is. Football is a rough profession because he is completely gray. He's not old.
Well, no. Dude, that was 24 years ago, too. So, to be fair.
Yeah, he's completely gray.
Yeah.
And has been for a few years. I'm just saying that that profession ages you.
It does. Let's see. Ski. This Broncos legend holds the Hawaii record for field goals with 79 in his 4 years with the Bows. Drafted in the third round in 93. Who is it?
Jason Elam.
That is the correct answer. King, speaking of the draft, who is Hawaii's only first round pick ever?
Only first round pick ever.
Yes.
Can you give me a side of the ball?
Offense.
Offense. I'll say Ashley Lalee.
That is the correct answer.
It's a great guess right there.
It's a great guess, actually. Yeah. Because, by the way, all three of my options were offensive players, so that worked out really well. Yeah.
Jeff Ulbrich.
Yeah. I had Ashley Lalee, Colt Brennan, and Jesse Sapolu.
Oh. You definitely know it wasn't Colt Brennan, so.
Yeah, Sapolu, that might have actually been a tricky one.
Mm-hmm. He was the 11th round by the Niners back when they had that many rounds.
Yeah. That's some ones in it, at least.
Yeah.
Close.
Okay, so Ski, you have a chance to, I mean, King, if you get this wrong and King gets it right, we have a tie. And that's we're gonna have a fucking tie, like what's his face? Like Otto Klum, you know,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. My fake guys in the office.
So go ahead and just get this right and make it good. The best modern season Hawaii has had was in 2007 when they went 12-1, lost 41-10 to Georgia in the Sugar Bowl. Colt Brennan led the Bows against the Bulldogs, and which future NFL Pro Bowler at quarterback? Georgia's quarterback, 2007.
I got no one. Can't think of any Georgia quarterbacks.
King, your options and
Matthew Stafford.
That's correct. Yep. So we tied.
Ah! Nikimaka is the word they say when you tie a podcast away.
So we did all that for nothing. Great. Fantastic.
Yep.
we're you know what they say? It's like kissing Ohana. It's what they say.
Ski is 0-0-1 so far.
He's like Dick Alm.
All right.
Old Rock Grainbridge, whatever the fuck his name is.
Let's end this now. Sunday movie podcast is The Replacements. It's on Max. Watch it. Listen to us talk about it. Thank you for watching and listening. We will see you then.